Okay. Usually, Asar B'Teves is one of the fast days that we barely hear anything about. It gets very under the shuffle. It's not, you know, it's something about Teves, something unique about Teves, but we don't really delve into it at all. And yet, once in a while, you have a year like this that really the Asar B'Teves gets a lot of marketing, and really people start talking about it. It falls out on Friday. Should we fast? When should we fast? How should we fast? Is there a fast altogether? So the truth is that this question doesn't really only arise this year in Fairlawn, but this Shiloh was already brought up thousands of years ago in the Gemara. In Erev and Daf Mem Amud Beis, the Gemara had the following question. The Gemara said, "Amar Rabba, ki avinan be Rav Huna iboilon." When I was sitting by Rav Huna, I had a suffix. Bar be Rav, a person, a Tamar Chacham, the Yosef betanisa b'mali Shabbosa, any person who is fasting on Erev Shabbos, maulish lume, should he continue that fast? Should he more literally complete that fast? What is the halacha? And you know what? The Gemara says, lo hava biyadeh. He didn't know. He didn't know the answer. I'm not sure. Should there be Tanisim on Fridays? Asala kamedu Rabbi Yehuda. He asked Rabbi Yehuda, one of the other Amoraim. Lo hava biyadeh. And he didn't know. They didn't know the answer. What's the din? Come on, we got to make the shul calendar. We got to write this morning. What's the halacha? So Gemara says, "Amar Rava Nichse Anan." We really have to delve into the sugya. Friday, Asar B'Teves falling out on Friday is not a pashut inyan. We have to delve into all the brises and all the different Tanaic sources. Disanya Tisha B'Av Shechal Yos B'Shabbes. We have a brisa that talks about Tanaisim that says, if Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, V'chein Erev Tisha B'Av Shechal Yos B'Shabbes, Ocha V'Sholse Kol Tzarko. If you have Erev Tisha B'Av that falls out on Erev Tisha B'Av that falls out on Shabbos, means the fast is going to be Matzeh Shabbos. Ocha V'Sosa Kol Tzarko. A person should eat all day. Shabbos, you do not have the tainus of Tisha B'Av. If there are Dvarim Shabbatzina or on a regular Nidcha, on a Nidcha Tainus, that's a separate conversation. We're talking about a regular Tisha B'Av that falls out on Sunday. What's the halacha? The halacha is eat normally on Shabbos. Fine. Umala al shulchano afilu kesuda shloma b'shaito. And you could have a lavish suda, a large meal. You shouldn't change the way the shalashudis is presented. Chalios Tisha B'Av be'erev Shabbos. What happens if I have a Tainus like Tisha B'Av on Friday? Mevi'in lo kebeitza v'ochel kedesh lo yikanes l'shabbis kashu ma'una. So here the Gemara, and that's what's important for our Shaila, the Gemara says, you should eat towards the end of the day something, so that you don't go into Shabbos while fasting. If you would go in and break your fast on Shabbos, that is not appropriate, says the Gemara. Tanya, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Pamachas, Rabbi Yehuda says not only that, I'll tell you a story that happened. Pamachas, Ayunu Yoshin Lefnei Rabbi Akiva. We were sitting in front of the great Tana Rabbi Akiva. V'tisha B'Av Shechal Yos B'Erev Shabbos Haya. And it was a fast day, a Tainus Tibor, Tisha B'Av, that fell out on Friday. And the Gemara says, V'hebilo Beitza Megugeles, V'goma B'lo Melech. And he stood there in front of the Beis Medrash, and he swallowed that whole egg, without even a drop of salt. And the Gemara says, V'lo shal yatalev lei. And he wasn't really hungry. But, El laharus l'talmidim halacha. He wanted to teach them the halacha, that a person should not complete the fast. A person should make sure to break the fast towards the end of the day, and not be mashlim the tainus, in order that we don't go into Shabbos through fasting. Now, before we go on further, it's just striking. We have to first of all find out if we paskin like this. Because if we do paskin like this, which sounds like many of the Tanoim are supporting this idea, so if that's the case, so then guess what? We can cut our Tainus short on Friday. Not only that, But Rabbi Akiva will tell you, you should cut your tainis short on Friday. Why? What's the reason? So the Gemara is telling us the reasons. The Gemara is telling you that there is a problem to go, even though you're not technically going to be fasting for a significant amount of time on Shabbos. Once I get home from shul Friday night, we sing Shalom Aleichem, Eishes Chayil, we make Kiddush. By the time, what is it? 20, 25 minutes, a half hour into Shabbos, by that time I'm already eating. Says the Gemara, no. If you're in a situation that you're continuing a fast, that affects Shabbos also. Every second of Shabbos is Kedusha. Shabbos is not looked upon as the whole day. I'm not fasting the whole day. I'll eat during Shabbos. By the time Shabbos is over, I'll eat. No. If you're going to be in a situation of affliction of inoy for even 20 minutes on Shabbos, for even 10 minutes of Shabbos, if halachically you're going to be fasting and you did not eat and that's a residue from the day before, that already tells us a zilzul in Shabbos. Now before, just as an aside, you just look at this Gemara and just, okay, we have a shaila we want to answer. What should be the halacha this Friday? So far it sounds like we should not fast the whole day this Friday. But let's put this in other contexts. When we don't have Asara B'Teves that falls out on Friday, what about other examples that the Gemara is telling us that we can fit into the Gemara's example? What about rushing home the last second? What about jumping in the shower? What about getting into a big machlekes because we're going nuts on Shabbos? The Gemara is telling you every second of Shabbos is precious. We don't even want you to be in a situation that you didn't eat for 10 minutes. You're still nebuch tired and you're geschlept already from because I didn't break my fast yet. That's going to kill 10 minutes of Shabbos. You're going to lose 10 minutes of Shabbos. Look how precious every single minute of Shabbos is that the Gemara takes very seriously. That Agadei Kach Rabbi Akiva is telling them 10 minutes. I don't want you to be fasting 10 minutes and I'm going to be docha tish above because of that. Unbelievable. Unbelievable, Rabbi Akiva says. Look how precious Shabbos is, Rabbi Akiva says. Chas v'shalom, you should be fasting a partial, even a little bit of the day. Because Shabbos is more important. And the attitude, and the way we feel, and the oneg that we have for every minute of Shabbos is precious. It's priceless. But the Gemara goes on. So far, like we said, let's not fast. A complete fast. Rabbi Yossi Omer comes along, Rabbi Yossi, and says, Misane umashlim. It's not true. Regular halacha. Nothing fancy. Don't do any tricks with any eggs, with any salt. Just fast the day and complete the fast. Amar lehen Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, I'll prove it to you. Iatem modim li b'tisha b'av shechalios b'echad b'shabbos. Don't you agree in a similar scenario where you're not technically fasting going into Shabbos, but the fast will be on Motzei Shabbos, on Sunday. Don't you agree to me? Shemafsik mi ba'od yom. Don't you agree to me that partial tainis should exist at the end of Shabbos? That you should stop already eating from before Shkia, a little bit of time on Shabbos, before going into the Motzei Tisha B'Av, Motzei Shabbos Tisha B'Av. Don't you agree that you should stop eating then, says Rabbi Yossi? So what's the difference? Amru lo aval. Amru lahem. They said, what? What are you talking about? Amru lahem, I'll explain to you. Mali lekonis kishuhu mu'una. Mali lotzis memek kumush mu'una. Just like partially on Shabbos, I'm telling you that you'll agree to me going into Motzei Shabbos, that's Tisha B'Av. You agree to me that an hour before Tisha B'Av, an hour before Shabbos is over, I should stop eating. And I will have a mikzas tainus. I'll fast for an hour. I'll cut Shabbos short in terms of eating going into Tisha B'Av. So I can have the 20 minutes after Kabbalah Shabbos. By the time I get home, we sing Shalom Aleichem. And I'll be in a little bit of inoy on Shabbos. And it's not a problem. But you see, these few minutes before and after Tisha B'Av, or wherever it is, whatever the tainus is, you do complete the tainus. And just like I would start early over there and I don't have a problem of Zilzul Shabbos, so too, going into the tainus also, the fact that I'm not going to eat right away, the fact that I'm going to feel nebuch from the fast on Erev Shabbos, that's not going to be a problem. The Gemara says back, Amru lo, the Tanaim said back, we're not convinced by our argument. Im amrat lotzeis mimenu, Shari ochel v'shasel kol ayom kulo. Tomer li kaneis ba kishu ma'una shelo ochel v'shasel kol ayom kulo. The Chachamim say something that I personally relate to very well. especially on these short Shabbos. A person on Shabbos, you can't even eat Shabbos. You stuffed yourself through a heavy chulent Shabbos afternoon. It's an avoda to even be able to eat shalashudis on going at the end of Shabbos, an hour before Shabbos is over. So what's your comparison at all, Rabbi Yossi? Says the Tanaim, I understand why when Tisha B'Av falls out on Sunday, that I can stop eating an hour before Tisha B'Av, and that's not a zilzal in Shabbos. Because I could bekoshi eat. I stuffed myself the whole Shabbos. Ochel v'shasa kol hayom. My cholent is stuffed. I can't eat anymore. Masha'en can argue the Chachamim. A person who didn't eat all day, and he feels really tired, you know, after a long fast, you know, even when you have that meal, even when you're about to sit down to eat, it doesn't satisfy you right away. You still feel hungry, and that's why the doctors say you should eat slow, you know, don't stuff yourself, and you don't feel satisfied. And your Shabbos is really affected for those 20, 30 minutes. So therefore, the rabbis say, I don't hear the comparison. Just because over there, you ate all day. Over here, I didn't eat all day. But what's interesting is that Rabbi Yossi didn't argue with the premise that there is a problem of fasting a little bit on Friday. Fasting a little bit of Friday night. In terms of the premise, in terms of the argument, Rabbi Yossi agrees that every second and every minute of Shabbos is precious. However, he wanted to use an argument from Matzei Tisha B'Av that we have a precedent that permits us to fast on an hour of Shabbos, and that it's not mezalzel, and it's not a contradiction to the whole Kedusha of Shabbos. But in essence, he agrees. Comes along the Gemara right now and says, Va'omer Ula Halacha K'Rabbi Yossi. So the Gemara ends off in this Gemara in source number 2, that we paskin like Rabbi Yossi. However, the Gemara in source number 3, the Gemara goes on. Amar Rav Yosef, lo shmi'a lo hashmaitza. I didn't know, Rav Yosef became blind at the end of his life, and he kind of forgot some of the psukim of the halacha, and Abaye, his Talmud, had to recollect and figure out what Rav Yosef's psukim were of his Rebbe. Amar le Abaye, at amrat nieland, v'aha amrat nieland. When Rav Yosef said, I didn't hear this Shmaitza, I didn't hear this Psak of Ula, and I don't necessarily agree with it. Which din is he talking about? So the Gemara goes on, V'ahamar Nilan, and goes in Tanis Alatzibar, Barosh Chadashim, V'amrin Olav, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Zudir Meir, Sh'amar Rav Shurim Lil, Aval Chachamim Omrim, Mis'anu Mashlim. Isn't it true, says Abaye, that what Rav Yosef means to say is that you disagree with Ula even on the halacha of Mis'anu Mashlim? My lava kulu, isn't it going on all of them that you even disagree that you should be Mis'anu Mashlim? Lo achanuku purim. And the Gemara says, no, it's going achanuku purim. Hachanami Mistaber, the Gemara says, and this is Mistaber that you don't have a brisa that tells you first that you should be Mis'anu Mashlim. Because you see, the Isakadaita Chakulu, because if you have a Beferish a brisa that tells you Mis'anu Mashlim, it can't be, because later on the Amoraim had a question about this. They asked the Gemara we started off with, Habaymin Rabba Merevhuna Velo Pashale. They didn't know the answer. And if it was already in the Tanaic sources what the answer is, something's fishy over here. So the Gemara says that can't be what it's going on, but the end, the bottom line comes along the Gemara, the last line in that Gemara, Halacha Mis'anin Umashlin. Comes along the Gemara Lamaskana, the Halacha is, like Rabbi Yossi, that a person should fast, and he should complete his fast. Now the language that I just used was Mis'ana Umashlin, he should complete the fast. Now that is already debated in the Rishonim. Look at source number 4. Source number 4 says as follows. So the first question we want to know about this Friday, do we cut the fast? Do we change the fast at all? It sounds like Mis'anu Mashlim, that there should be Milashan Hashlama. There should be a complete fast. Mis'ana, you fast, Umashlim, and you complete the fast. Says Tosos, V'hilchosa Mis'anu Mashlim. Perish, wow. Tosos has a massive chiddush here. Im yirtze lahashlim, deshari lahashlim. Debayahu, because the suffix of the Gemara, ishari lahashlim ilo. You know what Tosos just told us? Fascinating. Tosos comes along and tells us that this whole suffix that we were reading in the Gemara of whether or not a fast like Asar Batavis this Friday that falls out on Erev Shabbos, does a person fast umashlim and complete his fast, or do we cut it short? Tosos says the whole suffix is the person permitted? Shari lahashlim hatainis. Is he allowed to complete the fast and finish it on Erev Shabbos? But what's the implication according to Tosfos? If, and I think if I would go around and ask, if we don't want to, which if you would ask me, I really would rather not fast this Friday, Tosfos is saying, you're absolutely not obligated. This is an optional tainus. Habayahi ishari lahashlim ilo. But one is not mechuyev lahashlim. One has absolutely no obligation to finish the fast if he doesn't want to. So Tosfos Mamish takes the whole suffix of the Gemara and changes its course. He says, yes, you're right. It's true. The Gemara comes out. We just read Halacha Karab Yossi, Halacha Misanu Mashlim. We come out that you finish the fast. What does it mean you finish the fast? Tosfos says, don't think that means you are obligated to finish the fast, but rather you are permitted. It's a kula. If one wants to, one feels distressed over Asar Batavis or whatever personal tainus, in Shulchan Aruch, the halacha is that if a person has a yortzeit, so a person fasts on a yortzeit. You know, the minig of having schnapps and having a lechayim, that's a newer minig. Where Shlomo Zalman writes that he thinks the minig is not like Shulchan Aruch, that we have tanesim on the fast day, on the yortzeits. Says we have a weak door. We have unfortunately we won't be able to be involved in our regular activities. It will affect our learning, and therefore the minig has become that we just have a kiddush, a lechayim, and we have an iluy haneshama in that way in terms of our being marbe brachos at the lechayim. But you know, part of the suffix of the Gemara was if a person had a yortzeit on a Friday, that was also what a person wanted to be Masanu Mashlim. So, if a person wanted to, that's probably a case where Tosfos would be applicable. Person Taka wants to fast for the yortzeit, and he wants to complete. He doesn't want to. He wants to show kavod to his father, to whoever the deceased is, and therefore he wants to complete the fast. So, therefore, the halacha is Masanu Mashlim, that you're allowed to complete the fast. But then the Tosfos goes on. The Tosfos goes on. Umori Amrli b'shem Rab Yedidya da'afilu Rab Yosi lo palig el diyachol lahashlim miu gam Rab Yosi moda yenu rotzal lahashlim. If he doesn't want to, harishes biyado. Just like Tosfos. Rab Yehuda Amr also lahashlim, and the Gemara Amr that's cholik on Rab Yosi says no, your one is not permitted at all to finish the tainus. Says the next day in Tosfos, I disagree. Ve'ein nirali mi dekamer Rab Yosi iata moda li b'tishabav. What was Rabbi Yossi's original proof that a person is allowed to be in the state of fasting for the first few minutes of Shabbos and it's not a problem? His comparison was Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av that falls out on Motzei Shabbos. So don't you agree to me that in such a scenario a person does fast and starts the fast be Ba'od Yom? So says Tosfos, Vahasam, and that case, Al Karchach Dechayev Kamar. That's not optional. You have to start fasting from Shabbos. So apparently, Rabbi Yossi's means of comparison, the case that he was bringing to prove his halacha when it came to Misanu Mashlim by Friday, that was a case of obligation, of Chiyuv. So says Tosfos, obviously when the Gemara had a question, Misanu Umashlim, O Enu Misanu Umashlim, do we complete the Tainus on a Friday? Or do we not complete the Tainus on a Friday? Obviously, the question was, is one obligated or not obligated? Because otherwise, what's he comparing from Tisha B'Av, says Tosfos. So therefore, the other Rishonim disagree with the first Bali Atosos, and they say, you misunderstood the whole suffix of the Gemara. And really, we see from where he's bringing his sources that the question was about the obligation to finish the Tainus. So we have a major, major machlokus in the Rishonim how to understand the nature of Asar B'Teves on this Friday. The Gemara talks about a Tainus on Friday. The Gemara comes out lahalacha, we know, paskins, that a person, there is a completion of a Tainus on Friday. There is such a concept. We don't cut it short. However, we have already a major machlokas rishonim on our hands if one is obligated when it says misanu mashlin to complete the tainus. According to the first shita in the rishonim in Tosos, one is absolutely not obligated. And according to the second day of Tosos, of course a person is obligated. Once we paskin misanu mashlin, that means this is a regular tainus on Friday. Don't touch it. Don't change it. It's not optional. It's just like the comparison of Tisha B'Av, and therefore one is obligated to complete the tainus. Now, what's fascinating is the Bir Halacha, which is the Mishnah Brura, Lehalacha, brings this statement according to the Beis Yosef. It's in Ma'anyen, Marana Beis Yosef, Rabbi Yosef Cairo. He suggests that he thinks that the Beis Yosef actually agrees to the Bali Atosos, Lehalacha, that according to the Beis Yosef, one would be permitted to opt out of completing the Tainus that falls out on Friday. From the Shulchan Aruch itself, it's not 100% clear. But from the Beis Yosef, the Mishnah Brura writes, he thinks that a person would learn the Gemara, Mashma, in the third line of the Bir Halacha. This is the Bir Halacha is the Mishnah Brura's psakim, his lengthy, developed psak. In the Mishnah Brura, he writes, Bekitzer, what he thinks the Halacha is, and he develops it more with the background and the Rishonim in the Bir Halacha on the side of the Mishnah Brura. So he writes in the third line, Mashma Beis Yosef, Kagon Asar B'Tevish Chalios B'Shabbos, Mashma Beis Yosef, Dimitzade, that he's thinking, Lehoros, Ka'aposkim, Disvirale, Dehai Misanin Umashlim, Dekamar HaGemara, Hainu, Im Yirtzula Hashlim. Lehalocha Lefida Beit Yosef. The Mishnah Brura sounds like, I don't think any Lochoshev Shasfardim Poskim Kacha,
nachon? No, yeah, because we are not allowed to do a mozi after lunchtime on Friday, so you eat Friday meal with appetite.
Okay. Ani shotel ani yesh li sheila. Ata yachol lishtot kos mayim at 3 o'clock this Friday. So I don't think that the Sfardi Rabbanim, you have to check what Rabbi Avadya paskins for you. But from the Bir Halacha, it would sound like if you would go straight from the Beis Yosef. I think the reason why the Sfardim don't paskin like this is because from the Shulchan Aruch it's not mashma like that. But the Bir Halacha is saying if you would look at the Beis Yosef, it sounds like he's siding like these Rishonim that it's optional. You do not need to complete the Tainus on Friday. However, the Bir Halacha,
meaning you should be able to.
You should be able to eat.
No, not to eat.
No. If he learns the Gemara, like Tosfos, that understands Misanu Mashlim means you're allowed to be Misanu Mashlim, so Memela, you're not Mechuyav, Ani Lo Chayav. So now you make the choice. You're a tzaddik. You want to be Misanu Mashlim, I know. But those that are not, that are going to be hungry, that are going to be thirsty, that it's going to get hard, so that's the opinion of the Beis Yosef. The Ramah, just la'alocha l'maisa, the Ramah, we'll see in source number 7, the Ramah, in Darki Moshe, you see source number 7, v'yanira li, demashikosav atur le'el, misanu umashlim, im yirtze dahainu kidivrei ri, aval beis yosef perish teba la'afuki de'enu mechuyiv la'ashim, la'afuki midivrei ravya, v'rokeach. He's coming, the Beis Yosef is against many Rishonim, the Sfirulei, the Mechuyev Lahashlim, that hold that you are obligated to finish the Tainus, and there's no difference between this Tainus and any other Tainus, even though it's on Friday. Mashkaz Hashri, Achol Ba'asar B'Teves. And then he quotes what the Ritva here I have in front of me in Erevin says, not only did they learn that, like Tosos, that one is permitted to eat on Erev Shabbos, and you're not obligated to finish the Tainus. The Re, so one of the Rishonim said, one second, if I'm permitted to eat and I'm not obligated, so he thought, some of the Rishonim thought, one should bedafka eat on Erev Shabbos to make sure that they would be makbid on Kavod Shabbos. That they would go into Shabbos satiated. That they wouldn't go into Shabbos so hungry. So the Ramah comes along and says, even though the Re did eat, if you look in the Ran, in Perek Beis and Tainus, Kosev de Tzarech Lahashlim, it's not true. One has to complete his fast on Asar B'Teves, Shechal Yos Be'er V'Shabbos, V'Cheinu B'Toldos Adam V'Chava, and other Rishonim, the Rabbeinu Yeruchim, and the Ma'aril Kosev, de B'Tainus Tzibor, Yashlimu Ad Alayla. Aval, says the Ramah, and this is what he passes la halacha in the Shulchan Aruch. This is the Darkei Moshe, is his commentary on the Beis Yosef, and then we have the Ramah's Psakim in the other print next to the Mechaber. He says, I make a distinction la halacha between two types of fast days. A tainus tzibur, like the one we have this Friday, that everyone collectively fasts, and we don't accept it upon ourselves, or it's not a personal yahrzeit. So then, a person is obligated to be mis'anu mashlim, complete the tainus. Aval tainus yachid, lo yashlim, ela ochel miyad, b'tzeiso, mibeis haknesses. However, says the Ramah, when it comes to the Tainus Yachid, there's another ending point, and that's Yitzia Mibeis HaKnesses. Yitzia Mibeis HaKnesses. Since when do days end when a person walks out of shul? Is that like a koveya in halacha? What if I only put one step out? What if I only put one foot? What type of hagdara is this? Yitzia Mibeis HaKnesses? What the Ramah is referring to is a group of Rishonim that threw another curveball into our sugya. So far, we had, let's recollect, we had a machlokas tanoim, should a person be misanu mashlim, should he complete the tainus or not? We had a machlokas in the Rishonim, if that question, that we paskin, there is a completion of the tainus, is one obligated, or is one allowed? Fine. So we paskin la halacha, that a person is obligated. Come along a group of the Rishonim and say, one sec, that's if you have regular Shabbos. What if we get a little fancy? What if we pull a little shtick? Let's go back to the shiurim of Eim Avatlan Issa L'Chachila, the shtick from the Svaradim and the Eim Avatlan, the Issa D'Rabbanan. So we want to get shticky when it comes to the fast day this Friday. I'm going to be Misanu Mashlim. I'm going to complete my tainus 100%. However, we decide, we want to make sure we have mincha, we have enough people for Kriyas HaTorah, we're going to make sure, we're going to give a buffer, make sure people come. We're going to bring in Shabbos very early this Friday. We're going to make Hagdamah like we do in the summers. You could do it all the way back from Plaga Mincha. So let's do Kabbalah Shabbos early. Come along a group of the Rishonim and say, it's true, the Gemara comes out, La Halacha, a person should complete the Tainus on this Friday. But what's completing the Tainus? Kabbalah Shabbos. Once you're Mekabel Shabbos, so then there's no more tainus. How can it be Shabbos? And now you're going to tell me, I'm sorry, sir, you have 2 more hours to go for this time. What do you mean? I just said Kabbalah. I just said L'chun Aranana. How can you tell me I have to fast? It's also to be Misana on Shabbos. So come along a group of the Rishonim and say, you're right. We're going to Pascha like Rabbi Yossi. We're going to complete the tainus. But you know what? We pulled shtick. We brought Shabbos in early, so therefore we don't have to complete the tainus. And the Ramah says, yeah, that's the halacha when it comes to a personal tainus. However, when it comes to a tainus tzibur, that's not going to be the case. So Ramah is referring to a major machlokas Rishonim that talked about this Friday. What would be the halacha if we brought in Shabbos early? Do we still have to fast after we brought Shabbos in early? So l'chora, if you would ask me, I hear the shtick. I hear what these Rishonim are arguing. And when the Ramah is saying, Ad sheyetze mibeis haknesses, he doesn't mean that you took a step outside of shul. No one cares about where you are. The halacha is because since once you finished davening, Friday night davening, you were already mekabel Shabbos, so effectively, even though the sun is shining and it's fully daytime, but it's after Plaga Mincha, so now it's Shabbos, so there's no more tainus anymore. So how could the Rishonim disagree with this? You could think that I'm being shticky, I'm trying to pull shtick, I'm doing tricks, but lamaisa, the trick should work. How could, and the Ramah Lalach, we argue with this. We say, I don't even care if you brought Shabbos. How is that possible? I brought in Shabbos. What's the Nekudas HaMachlokas between these Rishonim? Chor, it's a Pella. Why shouldn't this work? I think the answer to this question lies in something that we spoke about once, I think, in another shir, lies in the nature of Tosefes Shabbos. Oh, very good, Larry. What does it mean when I'm mekabel Shabbos early? Remember from Shmini Atzeres. Oh, very good. The Taz and the Marshal have a fascinating machlokas. It's getting late in the day. It's Shmini Atzeres. It's the end of Sukkot. It's the seventh day of Sukkot. It's getting close to Shmini Atzeres. Punkt. I'm hungry. I want to have a sandwich. So what do? On the one hand, I have to be Mekabel Shabbos early. I have to be Mekabel Yontif early. Because just like the Gemara says, there's a mitzvah, Tosefes Yom HaKippurim. The Gemara says there's a mitzvah to add on to, not only Yom Kippur, not only Shabbos, but there's a mitzvah to add on to Yontif. So now Shmini Atzeres is coming, a new Yontif. I have to add on. I have to be Mekabel. Harini Mekabel Se Yontif. But I want to hop in a sandwich. I'm very hungry. I want to be Makbet. I want to go into the Chag when I'm Mu'una. I want to eat. So the Marashal says, I'm sorry. You're not allowed to eat. Because what are you going to do? You just accepted Shmini Atzeres. Now you're going to take your sandwich in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres? It can't be. Because you're saying, on the one hand, it's Sukkis. On the other hand, it's Shmini Atzeres. So I have to go to the Sukkah, but that's a slap in the face to the new Yontif that I just accepted. So what do? I'm stuck. So the Marashal says, that hour don't eat. Don't have a sandwich. You'll wait till Yontif, you'll have your sandwich, you'll put it in the fridge, it'll be fine, you'll eat it later. Comes along the Taz and attacks the Marashal. He says, in my book, there's just Asar B'Teves, Tainus Esther, Atagazar Tainus Aleinu. You made up a new Tainus. It's called Erev Shmini Atzeres. Why do you have to fast? Let the man have a sandwich. Leave him alone, says the Taz. Of course he's allowed to eat his sandwich. Ah, you're worried, but still Sukkis? Absolutely not, says the Taz. Once I was Mekabel, the new Yontif, I changed the nature of the day, and therefore, says the Taz, that I don't have a chiv to eat in the Sukkah anymore. So Lechora, if we could borrow from this machlokas, the Taz and the Marshal, and it's not only there. There's a machlokas, there's 2 days brought in the Mishnah Berurah. If a person brings in Shabbos early in the summer months, right? And he makes Kiddush early, and he has a Suda Shabbos, so does a person have to make sure to eat a Kazayis later that night after Tzeis? What's that debate upon? So some of the Achorim suggest it's the same machlokas. Do you say, once I accepted Shabbos early, so even though the sun is shining, it doesn't matter, the nature is not parallel, it's not linked to what I was Mekabel, it doesn't matter. The Kedushas Hayom has changed, and now I was Mekabel Shabbos, I can be Yotzei all the mitzvahs of the day. Similarly, if I want to eat a sandwich and I was Mekabel Shmini Atzeres, even though up until Shkia Sukkos was not supposed to end, I ended Sukkos early. So too, possibly one could suggest that that's the machlokas amongst these Rishonim also on this Friday when Asar B'Teves falls out on Friday. What happens? Yes, I'm going to complete my Tainus, but I'm going to do so by accepting Shabbos early. Would I have to still fast afterwards? Many of the Rishonim say, absolutely not. You just accepted Shabbos. You are totally disconnected from the day that existed prior, from Friday, from any existence of Asar B'Teves that was yesterday. Even though the sun is shining, the sun is bright, and there's still 2 more hours left to the day, it doesn't matter. However, the other Rishonim will say, it's true. You accepted Shabbos, but Asar B'Teves has not totally ended, and therefore that shtick wouldn't necessarily help in such a situation. So again, so Lamaisa, Halacha Lamaisa, how we paskin when it comes to this Friday. So in effect, even though there were many, many different possibilities, first of all, how to paskin in the Gemara if you have to complete it in the first place. Some of the poskim suggest that you didn't have some of the Tanaim suggested that we don't even have a complete Tainus on a Friday. It's not completed. And then the Gemara comes out and paskins, no, you do complete it. However, the question was in the Rishonim, does that mean one is obligated to complete it? And that was all the way to a machlokas between the Beis Yosef and the Ramah. And then we discussed whether or not if a person accepts Shabbos early, would he be allowed to eat then, even though he is completing the day by and he's accepting Shabbos? Or no, do you say that a person has to wait until the end of the day? So, halacha lemaisa, how long does a person have to wait? Exactly like a regular Tainus, like the Shulchan Aruch writes in source number 8, called Tainus Shalosh Shaka Alav Achama. When it comes to Tanesim, the Gemara says it's Tali on Shkias Hachama. It's Tali on sunset. Now, that could excite us a little bit, because once the Gemara is telling us and the Shulchan Aruch is telling us that it's based on Shkia, so then maybe we don't have to wait till the later time of Tzeis. However, the Shulchan Aruch stops you right there and he says, Dehainu Shalosh Yishlimu Ad Tzeis HaKochavim. that you have to wait, in effect, until there are Gimel Kochavim. Because the Shulchan Aruch is concerned, the Mishnah Berurah explains here, what part of Shkia are we talking about? Are we talking about the early part of Shkia? Are we talking about the late part of Shkia? Rabbi Yossi's Shita is that Shkia really ends and Bein HaShmashos is really just a few seconds and then that's really Tzeis. So because we are worried about whose opinion we really paskin like, even though it really technically ends at Shkia, but we have to wait till Tzeis. However, one would not have to wait till the later tzeis. The poskim in general, I don't know if you'll see in other communities, those that wait for Rabbeinu Tam when it comes to other halachos, or even if we wait later, like Rav Moshe writes, because the tzeis of Gimel Kochavim is not 13 and a half minutes like it exists in Eretz Yisrael, when it's translated into our times, because because of the distance from Yerushalayim, so Rav Moshe writes, it comes to Matzah Shabbos, a person should write 52 minutes. However, when it comes to Tanesim, we're much more laxed about the end point, and we have a lenient opinion, and even those that are usually machmir about Rabbeinu Tam, when it comes to other halachos, or it comes to Chilul Shabbos, they will have a more lenient ending point of their Tanesim, and I don't know, there's various different communities, 25 minutes, 30 minutes, 40 minutes, different opinions, but basically the first type of tzeis is what's permitted for this tainus. So in effect, at the end of the day, the tainus is really like any other tainus in terms of eating. However, in terms of one other halacha, it is not. And that's the halacha in source number 9. The Mishnah Berurah tells us a fascinating idea, which is really dependent on a major machlokus rishon. If I were to ask you on Asara B'Teves, am I allowed to take a shower? Am I allowed to do laundry? Am I allowed to get a haircut? So I think all of us would answer, yeah, it's not the 9 days, what's the problem? So the Beis Yosef tells us there's a machlokus rishonim originally, whether or not all the five Tanesim were in the same category and were just as severe as Tisha B'Av and had all the Chumras, because they were all on Churban Beis HaMikdash. So the Ramban writes, originally the halacha was that even Asara B'Teves had all the Chumras of Tanesim. And therefore all the 9 days halachos applied to Asara B'Teves as well. However, Halacha, we don't obligate you to do it because right now we're not in a Gzeiras Hashmad, we're not being attacked by our enemies. Baruch Hashem, we're in a state of semi-shalom, so therefore we don't obligate people to do it halachically. But originally that was the case. Shita Satosus was that's not the case. Chazal were only obligated, were only mechayev them on Tisha B'Av, on those specific days. The other Tanesim never had such a chomer, never had such a stringency. So lehalacha, the Mishnah Berurah writes, in the Mechaber writes, on all these other fast days, like Asara B'Teves, a person does not have to restrict from taking a shower. He's mutter berachitza. The b'shah sheratzu v'kiblu aleim litzum b'chol arba taneisim anal, v'lo kiblu aleim sheyu b'chomer tainas tzibur k'tish above. And he says, and we paskim ikra din like Tosos, we never were makabel that the other taneisim should be at all like Tisha B'Av. They're two different types of taneisim. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Ubala Nefesh Yachmer Bekulam. But a person, a Yerushamayim, a Bal Nefesh, should try to be Machmer, says the Mishnah Berurah, by these other Tanesim, Kimo Betishabav. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah writes that Nila Sasando we didn't accept, you can wear regular shoes, but in terms of Rechitza he's talking about over here, so then a person on a regular Asara B'Teves, he should try to be Machmer if he's a Bal Nefesh. However, says the Mishnah Berurah in the next line, Imchal Yud B'Teves Be'erev Shabbos, Ein Lahachmer Berechitza B'Chamin, Mipnei Kavod Shabbos. However, this Friday, you have Kavod Shabbos coming up, so this added Chumra of a Baal Nefesh, Halacha L'Maisa, a person just asked me, a guy in Yeshiva just asked me, am I allowed to get a haircut this Friday? So, well, let's see. If you are choshish in general for the Baal Nefesh Yachmir, in general on Asara B'Teves, maybe you shouldn't get a haircut. However, since the Mishnah Berurah tells us that we don't accept the added stringency of a Baal Nefesh on this Friday, so therefore, So therefore, lechora, the same would apply to a haircut, lechavet Shabbos, if a person is doing a lechavet Shabbos, and he would be permitted, and there wouldn't have been an added chumrah of a bal nefesh to even be machmir for a haircut on this Friday. Just want to end with a statement of the Abu Draham, which also gives a little bit of a shout out to the fast of Asar Batavis that doesn't usually get such marketing, but it's a fascinating statement, and it's really a question what it means. And maybe we'll have the opportunity to delve into this on Thursday night. Abu Draham says that if Asar Batavis, we've been talking the whole shiur, Asar Batavis falls out on Friday. So we talk about different applications, different variations, what can we do with Tainus? What happens if Asar Batavis falls out on Shabbos? Asar Batavis falls out on Shabbos? Yeah, that's what Abu Draham says. Asar Batavis falls out on Shabbos, La Alocha, I think we're going to miss Maariv, we're going to end. Says the Abu Draham, it's Doche Shabbos. How could you understand such a thing? Asar Batavis falls on Shabbos? Mirtz Hashem, Thursday we'll talk more about it.